Loving God, give us eyes to see your creation as you do. Amen. Have you ever noticed that every little girl is a beautiful and charming princess, and every little boy a strong and handsome hero? It really doesn't matter how wild their getup is, how crooked the tiara, how smudged their pudgy little faces. Every little girl is a beautiful and charming princess, every boy a strong and handsome hero. I suppose I must have been like that at one time myself, but that was so long ago, I no longer even remember it. Something happened to me along the way, and I no longer felt beautiful. For me, it was sometime before middle school that this happened, and you know what? I was in my 40s before I realized that this happens to almost everyone, even those people whose physiques we most envy, whose beauty we most admire. Most of us, by the time we hit our teen years, no longer look in the mirror and see beauty. We look in the mirror and we see flaws. We see a nose that's too big, or ears that stick out, or skinny chicken legs. We see hair that's too flat or too curly, skin that's too freckled or pale. Charles Revson once said, every time a woman buys a beauty product, she's buying hope in a bottle. All I have to do is look under my bathroom sink to see all the bottles of hope I have purchased. Each one a hope and a promise to make me look younger, slimmer, smoother, sexier, hotter, fuller, firmer, sharper, lighter, darker. Each product purchased with the belief that somehow it would make my life just a little better. When I laid my money down for those products, at least at that moment anyway, I truly believed that I could exude the serenity that came from aromatherapy. That I could have eyes that dance and sparkle and have oomph. That I could sport the all-over radiance that goes with my new bottled boundless hope. A survey of the Environmental Working Group found that the average American woman uses 12 beauty products each day. The average man uses 6. 1 in 4 American women uses more than 15 products every day. Today, I am one of those 1 in 4. This is unbelievable. So many women buy lipstick to make themselves feel better that economists actually track what's called the leading lipstick indicator. You can research this and find yourself. Strong lipstick sales are indicative of a looming recession. The theory goes if we're uptight about the economy, if we're worried about the war or national security, we are afraid to put down money on big ticket items like cars and washing machines. So we will go out and buy a tube of lipstick to make us feel better instead. In the months following the September 11 terrorist attack, lipstick sales doubled. And I think many of us have heard that little news tidbit lately that the average American woman inadvertently ingests over 4 pounds of lipstick in her life. I'm thinking about this morning because my own kids are middle-aged, middle schoolers. They're already in that age of doubting themselves, comparing themselves, wondering if they measure up. I'm thinking about it this Sunday as our middle schoolers sang in early worship, as today our seniors go to baccalaureate. This day in the life of the church, we honor and celebrate our youth as much as any day. And today especially, I'm thinking about them, teens and tweens, who make up 1/3 of the beauty care business. This year alone, Americans will spend more than $30 billion on toiletries and beauty products. My spending doesn't look so bad laid down next to that. However, I am serious when I say that I think Wayne and I could put our kids through college on the money I have spent buying hope in a bottle. When you wake up in the morning and look in the mirror, do you like what you see? Do you? Or do you look in the mirror and think, ooh, I need some lip gloss. I need some makeup or cover up or some more workouts. I need a nose job, a tummy tuck, lipo. When you wake up in the morning and look in the mirror, do you like what you see? Will they like what they see?
I study magazines. I read all the advice columns. I watch all the television programs. How to look beautiful. How to feel great. How to be a healthier you in every stage of your life. The newest, the greatest, the grandest, the bestest, the most fantasticest, that's hard to say, ways to take care of yourself. How to heal yourself. How to free yourself. How to hide yourself. Drop 10 pounds in 2 weeks. Drop 10 pounds in 10 days. Drop 10 pounds in 2 days. Lose 12 pounds, lose 20 years. Let's have fuller lips. Have whiter teeth. Have a better workout. Have a better life. When will it ever be enough? When will it not matter if I'm fat or skinny or have crow's feet or have age spots or have laugh lines or wide hips or no hips? When will it ever matter? When is enough enough? When? Well, how can I get a body of a 20-year-old when I'm 30 or 40, 50? Let's not get too personal. Now, isn't that ridiculous to try to have a face of a 20-year-old when you have the body of a 60-year-old? Why can't I sag? If that's what my body wants to do, why can't it just sag? Why can't it just sink? Why can't it just shrink? If that's what my body wants to do, why can't it? This didn't get me what I wanted. It didn't get me what it promised. It didn't get me the job I wanted. It didn't get me the man I wanted. It didn't get me self-esteem. It didn't get me self-worth. It didn't get me anything. When is enough enough? Why can't I just sag? Will you ever look at me That's enough. Will I ever hear you say that to me? Will I ever look at me as enough? Will I ever say it to me? Thank you.
Will you ever just see me as enough? Will I ever see me as enough? The message today is simple. God already sees you as enough. The mantra in our long scripture reading this morning was God looking over creation and saying, "It is good. Indeed, it is very good." 7 times in 1 chapter, God says creation is good. And we are each a part of God's good and beautiful creation. Our worth doesn't come from how we look in comparison to some airbrushed model. Our worth comes from the one who made us. You know, you can get a violin for $50. Or maybe if you are a rare and special talent, someone might be willing to loan you a Stradivarius worth millions. The difference in the violins is the maker. And as God's children, you are each of infinite worth, just the way you are. Now, I have nothing against a buff body. I have nothing against a beautifully made up face. I used more than 15 products this morning myself. What bothers me is when we get up in the morning and look in the mirror and the first thing we think is that what we see is not good, that it's not enough, that it's not beautiful, just the way it is. I want to spare you the pain of that lie. The world is full of advertising that is only successful if it convinces you you are not beautiful the way you are. God says you already are. I loved last weekend learning at her wedding reception that Jenna and her daddy danced to Joe Cocker's "You Are So Beautiful to Me." All week I've been thinking about that song and how that is the song the creation story tells us that God sings over each of us every day of our lives. You are so beautiful to me. If I could give you any gift today, it would be the solid assurance that you are already completely beautiful to God just the way you are. You are already enough. The David Crowder Band has captured my attention recently with their really bold and brazen worship. with their surprisingly solid theology. One of the songs that you'll hear on contemporary Christian radio right now is called Everything Glorious. The chorus of that song says, "You make everything glorious. God, you make everything glorious. Yeah, you make everything glorious, and I am yours. So what does that make me?" It makes you a beautiful and charming princess. It makes you a strong and handsome hero. For God created humankind in His own image. In the image of God, He created them. Male and female, He created them. And God saw everything that He had made. And indeed, it was very good. Very good indeed. I'd like you to listen to this video, watch the video, think about God singing this over you and all of creation. If Joe Cocker gets on your nerves, close your eyes. But the video, the message, I believe, is accurate.
So beautiful to me, you are so beautiful. Can't you see? You're everything I hope for. You're everything I need. You are so beautiful to me. Such joy and happiness you bring. Such joy and happiness you bring like a dream.
Would you please stand? God loves you right now, just the way you are. God loves you tomorrow morning when you got bad head and bad breath. God loves you. Go this week and live in that love and share that love with those who need it. Amen.